Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Candace, you talked about when you and Steve moved from sort of friendship to dating and how awkward that was. I think there's probably a lot of people listening now. So, yeah, there's a lot of awkwardness about this. So let's talk about the DTR, the define the relationship. You had one of those moments with Steve, didn't you?
I did, and I think that's what some people would think of when they hear pulling a Ruth, because that's really, the question. It's going to the threshing floor and saying, will you do this for me? That's what Ruth did with Boaz, and I did that. I really did that in essence with Steve. I said, look, we have this incredible friendship. We have been best friends for almost a year, and I said, I really want to get married today, and I really want to get married someday. I wanted to get married that day, but someday. And I hope it's to you. But if that's not where our friendship is headed, then I can't do this anymore. I can't spend all this time with you because everybody thinks we're dating. And I know we're not dating. And no one else will ask me out. And I don't want to waste the best year or two of my life being in that graduate school setting where there were a lot of single available men, Christian men. I don't want to waste this year in a go-nowhere buddy relationship. What is this? And I really was asking him to lead. And I was asking the question that in another day, fathers used to ask on behalf of their daughters. They would say, son, what are your intentions for my daughter? Well, that's the question that women need to have asked on their behalf. And ideally, somebody else will ask it because it's harder to ask it for yourself. And it doesn't set the best precedent to have to be the one to raise the question. But if nobody's asking it and you're just throwing good time after bad, ask the question. It's a very simple question. What does this mean?
In the appendix of your book, you do some commonly asked questions. Is there one or two that maybe you hear most often or maybe we haven't addressed yet today?
What should I do on Valentine's Day? I'm single and I'm lonely. And I would say, don't sit around hoping someone will send you a Valentine. Get busy. There's still time. Go out and buy some Valentines and send them to people you love. And don't let holidays like this make you feel left out. And don't do what I did in college and eat the entire box of chocolate that your dad sends to you. Take your energy and your love that you feel like you're not being able to give to a man and give it to people in your life that the Lord has already placed there who are so needy and pour yourself out for others and be amazed at what the Lord does to fill your heart. That would just be my strongest encouragement as we come up to what for so many is a painful holiday. I used to call it Black Death Day. I hated Valentine's Day because I didn't have a boyfriend. And thanks be to God, he showed me that I could use the energy I thought could only go towards a boyfriend to bless my family members, to bless my siblings, to reach out to my roommates and other people in my life before I met Steve, so that I actually started obeying him before I had a boyfriend. It made it sweeter when I did have a boyfriend.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.